Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's our Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Tuesday, November 22nd. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So the residents of northeastern Japan once again felt the ground shake under their feet yesterday. A 7.4 earthquake's epicenter was just offshore and in the same spot as that 9.0 quake that shook Japan in 2011. Spawning that deadly tsunami that killed like 18,000 people. While yesterday's quake didn't result in a tsunami, it still left residents a little rattled. Not to worry, scientists say, it was only an aftershock from the 2011 quake. Oh, they can expect these aftershocks for about another 100 years. Crazy. Let's get to today's headlines. First, Donald Trump held a meeting with TV executives and anchors yesterday at Trump Tower, and it went about as well as any of us would have expected. We have reaction from inside that meeting and what that might mean for mainstream media coverage of this administration going forward. Also, between a video release yesterday and comments from former Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway today, many Trump supporters are finding themselves wondering why some key campaign points are being ignored, including the call to lock her up. We'll discuss what was said and try to make sense of it all. And one sheriff's department is now apologizing for not hiring illegal aliens as deputy sheriffs. In addition, Obama's DOJ has imposed a fine on them. We'll tell you where this is happening, so just in case you live there, you can pack your stuff and say adios. All that plus Democrats on Capitol Hill are already throwing around the impeachment word. We'll tell you why. NYPD thwarts a possible terror attack that would have targeted Times Square. And Facebook now plans on eliminating fake news from its site. And by fake news, they mean conservative news. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here, right here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick this show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We got a lot to get to today, guys, but first, check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com, the new articles. Lots of brand new articles, plus we're looking for writers. If you want to write for the Rhino Report, send me your article. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBnetwork.com. You can also sign up for the newsletter on RhinoReport.com. Check out the new Rhino Rants on RhinoReport.com. Lots of stuff there. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air, R-Y-N-O on Air. Check us out on Facebook. No fake news there. Facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And once again, you can email me questions, concerns, comments, a good joke. Rhino at RWBnetwork.com. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Short week this week. It's going to be a short one. We got yesterday's show, we got today, we got tomorrow, and then Thursday and Friday, no live show. So we'll maybe get a best of put together with some of my favorite interviews or favorite monologues, something like that. And we'll put that together for Thursday and Friday. So hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving weekend. I plan on having a relaxing one, eating lots of turkey, getting all tryptophaned out. Maybe passing out on a couch with my hand down my pants, you know, something like that. Something like that. Big shout outs to everyone listening right now. Red Nation Rising Radio, Streaming Talk Radio, and KLRN Radio. Lots of radio places. How about that? And you got to check out Tina's Take. Tina's Take is on Spreaker. We got her first two episodes up there, and we'll have the third one shortly. I'm hoping shortly. Put that up there. Spreaker.com/Tina's Take. And lots of followers and listens already. I'm getting a little jealous. Just a little jealous. All right. This stuff in Japan. I mean, it's like the earth is shaking everywhere. We got these earthquakes over in Italy. There were like two or three there. They got some volcanoes waking up. And they're saying that this is an aftershock, this one over by Fukushima. And the scary thing about this earthquake is not only is it centered squarely in the Ring of Fire, but it shut down that nuclear reactor. I think it was reactor number 3. It went offline for about an hour and a half. And I don't think it takes very long for these cores to heat up before everybody starts abandoning ship. But I guess it did go back on after about 90 minutes, and all is okay there. They had the big tsunami warning. Nothing really came of it. Some, I think, 4 or 5 foot waves. But it's nuts. These earthquakes, you know, they say it's an aftershock. But what if it's a pre-shock? That's a thing. These pre-shocks are a thing. And I think they're only recently discovered that it could be a precursor for something much larger. And I know they're talking about the San Andreas now. Maybe the whole thing could pop off as opposed to just the north or the south. I don't know. You know, we live in a very volatile planet. We have a molten core. Our crust floats. You know, some of these planets like Mars and, you know, Mercury, they got no more cores. That's why they have no electromagnetic field, no atmosphere, because the core is not molten anymore. It's been cooled down. And when you have us, you know, it's very volatile. And I wouldn't live anywhere near an earthquake zone. I just wouldn't. We have a little one here. I think it was 2013. There was a little, it couldn't have been that soon. 2011 maybe. And it was like a 2.0. And yeah, little ripples in the ground and things on the wall were shaking a little bit. And we lost our minds here. We lost our minds. What's happening? The earth is shaking. That's not supposed to happen, but in fact, it is. It is. I don't know. I watched that Doomsday show again last night on History Channel. Don't do that. Don't do that. It was about a hyper volcano or something, and I don't know. I guess it was Yellowstone or one of those calderas out there, and I gotta stop watching that. Gotta stop watching it. Not good for me. You know, just before we came on air, I don't think it's hit the news cycle yet, but I got a text message from someone that I work very closely with, and they told me there was yet another crane accident in New York City. Another one. This one is uptown. I think 134th Street, something in that area. And I don't know what they're doing lifting stuff today. It's very, very windy here. It's probably, I don't know, 20 mile an hour sustained, gusts around 45, 50. I wouldn't be lifting anything. But apparently there were a couple of fatalities, and Like I said, it hasn't hit the news cycle yet, but it will. It will very shortly. I have connections in this field, so I can keep you abreast on this stuff. Let's move on to what happened yesterday. Tennessee, Chattanooga, very sad. Very sad. There were, I think, 5 children died in this bus crash, and possibly 1 adult. So 6 in total. There were like 35 people on this bus, and just about all of them suffered some extent of injury. Not all fatal, obviously. And the Chattanooga police have arrested the bus driver, 24-year-old Jonathan Walker. Oh, Jonathan, that's what it is. Jonathan. Is that a real name? I don't know. Jonathan Walker. They arrested him. Reckless driving, 5 counts of vehicular homicide. Reckless endangerment, said speed probably played a factor here. This bus was like wrapped around a tree. I mean, how fast was this guy going? 35 kids from kindergarten to 5th grade. The bus flipped over, wrapped around a tree. I mean, really terrible stuff. They had bloody kids on stretchers. I mean, just the worst possible thing you could imagine seeing. Not only as a parent, but as a human, to see kids go through that. And terrible. You know, it does raise the question, you know, what are the qualifications to drive our students around? I mean, I know it's, you know, there's got to be a job for everybody, and people have to, you know, we have a system where everybody has to work and contribute, and I get that. But, you know, someone who's speeding that fast with children and is driving recklessly, this is not the first time they've done that. You don't just say, you know what, I'm going to drive a school bus today at about 80 miles an hour. And I'm not saying that's how fast it was going. I don't know. But that, you know, it's an escalation thing. You have to get comfortable with that sort of behavior before you do something like that. So I don't know if this guy's got a history, what his driving abstract looks like. Jonathan E. Walker. All right, that's the guy. Terrible. Really, really sad. You know, it's like, we just can't go a couple of days without terrible news. It seems like, and maybe it's because I'm more immersed in it now, but it seems like every 48 hours there's something tragic, something terrible. Aren't we due for a break sometimes? Sometimes I feel like we're due for a break. But the folks who met with Donald Trump yesterday, they're not due for a break. That's for darn sure. We'll talk about this more in the next segment. So Donald Trump has this meeting with members of mainstream media, the executives, some anchors, you know, the guys who are really involved in this stuff. And apparently it didn't go well. Go figure. I guess they all thought they were going to go to this meeting at Trump Tower and learn about the kind of access they're going to have. And, you know, it was going to be all sunshine and rainbows and hugs and milk and cookies and Play-Doh and maybe some pets they could, you know, make them feel good and stuff. Apparently it was a dressing down. That's the word coming out, is Donald Trump wanted nothing to do with these people. In fact, he called a few out by name, and we'll go over them in just a little bit. One of them's not surprising, but it should be, because they were one of the moderators for a debate. Yeah, I think you know who I'm talking about. The other one is the big-time Clintonite. Yeah, the head of CNN was there. A lot of people were there, and they did not like the response, but they can't talk about it because it was off the record. So we have, you know, people who were in there who were sort of starting to leak a little bit. And mainstream media, they got it handed to them yesterday. We'll talk about that when we come back, plus the meeting today with the New York Times. How's that going to go? Hang in there, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time on CRN Digital Talk Radio. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you.
Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Short week. Short week here at the RWB Network Studios. You can check out all the episodes on your holiday weekend if you're traveling. You're going to sit in traffic for 9 hours on Wednesday or Sunday. That's a good time to get some listening in, have the family involved, get their feedback on it. I can't wait to hear it. You can check out those episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. And you can check out Tina's Take while you're in the car as well. That's on Spreaker. So Spreaker.com/Tina's Take. So these executives, they show up to Trump Tower thinking it's going to be great. They're going to have a great time. Well, you know, water under the bridge. We're going to put this whole thing behind us. We're going to move forward and continue to slam you. But we're going to need some access, Donald. In order to get the real good dirt, we're going to need some access. So they want to talk about that. And he lambasts them. He rakes them over the coals. This is according to people who are inside the meeting who are not really supposed to talk. The New York Post has these sources. Not the Rhino Report, but we'll reference the New York Post here. Apparently inside this meeting from NBC, you had Deborah Ternus, Lester Holt, Chuck Todd. That sounds like a great lineup, by the way. ABC, you had James Goldston, George Clintonopoulos, David Muir, and Martha Raddatz. And he let Martha Raddatz have it. That's what we're hearing. Remember, she was crying on election night. She's crying. The glass ceiling. What happened? How racist are we? How hate-filled are we? You know, she was the same one that moderated that town hall debate. I mean, it was barely a town hall debate. And you had Anderson Cooper. He was there, too, at that town hall. He wasn't present, I don't think, at a Trump Tower. CBS, they had Nora O'Donnell, John Dickerson, Charlie Rose, Christopher Isham, Is that right? I don't know. Fox News had Bill Shine, Jack Abernathy, Jay Wallace, Suzanne Scott. See, they didn't have to send any anchors. No anchors from Fox News had to be there. You know why? Because they're all friends with Trump, so it didn't matter. They know what he's going to say anyway. MSNBC had Phil Griffin, and CNN sent their head Jeff Zucker and Erin Burnett. So these are apparently who were in the meeting. How did you think this was going to go? I mean, you spent the better part of 2 years destroying this guy, calling him a racist, calling him a xenophobe, calling him sexist, saying he doesn't care about women, saying he hates black people. I mean, just every lie you could possibly think of. How did you think this was going to go? This is how out of touch mainstream media is. They think they can do anything, and we're still going to turn them on, we're still going to watch them, we're still going to buy products from their sponsors, and Donald Trump is still going to give them access. If that was me, I would say, you know what? You'll get access. You'll get the same access that Breitbart gets, or the same access that Daily Caller gets, or the same access that, you know, Vox gets or Slate. Minimal access. Whatever's required. That's what you're going to get and nothing more. Because you don't want to shut out media. You can't do that. As much as I want to just shut out ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, I'd love to have them shut out, but you can't do it. I know, you can't do it. It's, you know, it's too Kim Jong-un-like, too Putin-like. I get it. You can't do it. But you know he wants to. I mean, he did what? He ripped the press credentials from WAPO away and somebody else during the primaries. Those are private events. He could do whatever he wants there. This wasn't going to go well. What did they think they were going to get accomplished? Now, I guess New York Times was meeting with him today, and it was on again, off again, on again, off again, and now it's on again. He said in a tweet, Donald Trump said, "I canceled today's meeting with a failing at New York Times when the terms and conditions of the meeting were changed at the last moment. Not nice." And then he says, perhaps a new meeting will be set up with at New York Times. In the meantime, they continue to cover me inaccurately and with a nasty tone. And then a little bit later, he says, "The meeting with at New York Times is back on today at 12:30. Look forward to it." It's like, I love how this guy tweets. He lets us know what's going on. With Obama, you never knew. You don't know what's going on. You can assume either, number one, he's golfing, right? Or number two, he's using his pen and his phone. At least Trump tells you what's going on here. And he has these videos they're releasing. I love these videos. You know why? Because it subverts the media. He's going to put a video out there, and they're going to have it. He's going to have it, you know, it's going to be off a teleprompter, and they can't misconstrue anything, and it's going to be right there. I love that. He's taking mainstream media completely out of the game. He'll give them the access they need, but he's going to take them out of the game. They tried to torpedo him from day one, and he knows it. And he's a New Yorker, and guess what? He's not going to forget it either. Not going to forget it. So the meeting with New York Times is back on. It's off the record. And then there's going to be an on-the-record question and answer with their reporters afterwards. That was the terms, I guess. In the meantime, the Times received a 15-year record high of complaints due to their coverage of Donald Trump. And, we'll finish talking about that. We got a lot more here today. Plus, is Donald Trump going to try to not pursue these charges against Hillary Clinton? Or is it not really his call? We'll talk about that. We got a lot today, guys. Hang in there. Quick break.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Hope you're having a great afternoon. We're about 26 to the top of the hour. If you're listening live on Red Nation Rising Radio or streaming talk radio, one of those places, or CRN, you can download the CRN app. We're on CRN 1 at 2 p.m. Eastern, and you can catch the show live along with all of my warm-up acts that run throughout the day until I get on. So the New York Times, they have this meeting. And, it's off again. It's on again. Donald Trump tweets the whole thing. I love how he tweets his entire agenda. I think it's hysterical. And I think it keeps the average person informed. Like, you don't even need a press secretary. Twitter is the press secretary. As long as he's not the one pushing the buttons and someone else can do it, I'm okay with that. Now, apparently, after the election, this is according to their public editor, Liz Spade at the New York Times, that they received 5 times the normal amount of complaints due to their coverage of Donald Trump. People weren't happy. And you know what? This is something we didn't hear about leading up to the election, that people were writing the New York Times, right? The gray lady saying how, I mean, these, people who buy the New York Times for the most part are pretty liberal, pretty democratic, or just office buildings or doctor's offices, right? They get it. But for the most part, their readership is a pretty left, and they're complaining. See, we didn't hear about that, because that would have been those, one of those intangibles that they didn't want you to hear, like the silent voter, right? Or the Bernie voter who's not answering their cell phone, but they're going out and voting for Trump. It was one of those intangibles. And it, once again, it just shows that this thing, Hillary, I don't think really ever had a chance. They thought they had a chance. They're so delusional they thought they had a chance. They're popping the champagne, planning fireworks, hugging, kissing, picking out rooms in the White House. Never had a chance. Never had a chance. So the Times, in response to all of this, we might have a meeting, might not have a meeting, they came out with an editorial saying that the tide of racism, anti-Semitism, and xenophobia has swept the country since the election of Donald Trump, whose campaign stoked these views. See, I'd cancel this meeting. Because here you are, you have your readers complaining that you're not covering this thing fairly, and then you come out and you called all of your readers racist, anti-Semitic, and xenophobic. Not like, oh, we're sorry, we'll do better next time. You know, maybe we got a little carried away there. Nothing. And this is how they think, whether it be print media or television media, or in some cases, except here, radio media. This is how they think. We're going to tell you. We don't care what you say. As long as you keep buying stuff from our sponsors that are on our pages or on our commercials, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. This is why boycotts work pretty well. And you look at the boycott NFL thing. Worked out really well. Their ratings down 30%. 30%. And that's after the election. The whole thing was, oh, it's the election. No one's paying attention to football. BS. They're still down. Still down. So the New York Times, they got this meeting today. You know, he'll come out and say it was a great meeting. They'll come out and say he's a jerk. You know how this is going to go. But in the meantime, he's releasing these videos and these direct to the American people videos about what he's planning on doing. His video last night was his first 100 days. And a few people were a little, you know, where's some of the stuff? Where's some of that big campaign stuff? Now, I understand that not all of the campaign promises can happen in the first 100 days. And I understand that some of them just can't happen at all. But I was a little miffed that there was no word in that video about the wall. All right? There's already been speculation from some people that it's not a wall, it's a fence, it's not a fence, it's an elephant. Like, who knows? So he should have come out with that video and said, okay, we got the wall, we got this. And there was no mention of Obamacare either. I mean, these are two of the major, major points in his campaign that he's not planning on addressing in the first 100 days. And I get what he's doing. The first 100 days is going to be bipartisan. We're going to put through this infrastructure bill, which I'm not sure how we're going to pay for, but they're going to put it through. I believe the only way to pay for $1 trillion in infrastructure is by repatriating money at 10% and using that money for it. But he wants to do some things bipartisanly. I get that. And a lot of presidents do that. You run almost your primary campaign, especially this year. Your primary campaign ran the entire time, whether it was Hillary or whether it was Trump. Hillary had to because of the Bernie stuff, and Trump just did it because he wanted to. Now, in your first term, you always got to be a little bit more moderate. That's just the way it is. You don't like it, I get it, but that's the way it is. It's the second term, you can do whatever you want. Carte blanche. You can be as far right or left as your little heart desires. But the build the wall, this was the champ, right? It was what the people really, really wanted. It was the first thing he spoke about when he came down that escalator on June 16th of 2015. I thought that would have been at least a mention. Hey, listen, guys, we're going to start procuring the funds from Mexico for the wall. Stay tuned to the next video. That's what I thought it would have been. But no mention, no mention of Obamacare, and no mention on a ban with the Muslim immigration, with the refugees, no mention there. So some people are left a little, you know, but guess what? He's not president yet, all right? When he starts not doing things next year, the year after, then we'll have to really get on his case. Because as I said before, whether he wins or loses on November 8th, I said this the day before and the day of, we have to hold whoever wins accountable. And that includes Donald Trump. And we're going to hold him accountable here. Now you have Kellyanne Conway says, in so many words, I'm paraphrasing, that Trump was not going to pursue criminal charges against Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation. Everyone, I see it on Twitter, I see it on Facebook, they're flipping out. Just calm down. They are insulating Donald Trump. That's what they are doing. Because guess what? He doesn't pursue charges. He doesn't press charges. He doesn't recommend charges. That's up to the Attorney General. That's up to Jeff Sessions if he gets confirmed. What he's going to do, Jeff Sessions will wind up looking at the evidence from the FBI, and then he'll wind up appointing a special prosecutor, thus further insulating Donald Trump. I wouldn't get all worked up over Kellyanne Conway saying that Donald Trump's not going to press charges or not going to pursue charges, because he's not. That's not his job. Guys, we have bigger fish to fry. Hillary Clinton right now is a nobody. A nobody. She's nothing now. They got no one in government. No one wants to talk to them. They got no friends. They got no donors. Who cares? Her being poor is worse than her being in jail. As far as I'm concerned, something will happen. Don't worry. Don't worry. All right. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in Denver, Colorado, that may leave some of the residents saying adios. Adios, guys. Hang in there.
Announcing a new handmade glass collection from Crystal Light Bohemia in the Czech Republic, established in 1794. The tradition of the factory remains, making handmade Bohemian glass with a family heritage and dedication for the finest craftsmanship, creating Czech glassware, the finest glassware in the world. Now, Crystal Light Bohemia brings this new and traditional glassware to the United States, featuring our world-renowned crystal products at reasonable prices. Crystal Light Bohemia also announces our new technology, titanium crystal glass, an abrasion and chip-resistant, shatter-resistant, crystal-clear, brilliant shine, and fire-polished crystal glassware like no other. Smooth to the touch, this lead-free crystal glassware is dishwasher-safe, stronger, and durable, yet so delicate to the eye, and it's in demand worldwide. Find out more and order your glassware today at crystallite.org, crystallite.org.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys. Welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. I almost missed that. I almost missed the intro. I've had this bad cold for a few days. I have too much medicine in me. There's no reason I should be on air right now. But I am, and that's what makes it fun. So I got my feet up on the desk here. We're having a good time. So I wouldn't worry about what Kellyanne Conway says about not pursuing charges. Listen, you just can't go around saying you're going to jail your political foes once you have office. You can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want during the primaries, during the campaigns. We're going to give everybody gold bars. Everyone's going to get a McMansion. I mean, you can say whatever you want. But you can't do it once you're president. There are certain channels that have to be followed. And Donald Trump's going to have to be very, very careful with this, because mainstream media is already getting on the whole Trump, you know, business thing. Who's going to run the business? What happens if a diplomat stays in a Trump hotel? What about future contracts? You know, can his kids be trusted to be either running the company or in the government? This is going to be a running theme for them. And it's going to be what whoever or whomever runs in 2020, whether it be, who knows, Kanye West or Lindsay Lohan or whoever the next idiot up to the plate is to run for Democrat, you know, for the nomination. That's going to be the theme, is that he wasn't able to separate the Trump enterprises from the White House. And it's going to be like the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton. He's doing the same thing he accused her of doing. But let's be honest here. If we can have an honest moment with ourselves, if Hillary had won, we'd be saying the same thing about Chelsea with the Clinton Foundation. So we have to look at this. It's a mighty thin dollar bill that doesn't have two sides. So we have to look at this from both angles. And yes, he's going to have, whether it's a blind trust, if that even passes the, you know, the sniff test, I don't know. He can't liquidate. Because if he liquidates, he's going to lose billions of dollars. It's going to be a fire sale. It's going to be a duress sale. He can't do that. So I think, you know, my thought process here is I think he should just leave it all to me and I'll take care of it. I think that sounds like the best plan. Everyone's happy then. Everybody's happy. All right, so we'll see. But that's where the mainstream media is going to be for the next 4 years, is this separation. They don't care about Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton's State Department. They don't care about that. They care about Trump Enterprises and the White House. Okay, so just so we're all prepared for that, that's what's coming. Denver, Colorado. I thought I liked Colorado. I went at the Four Corners once, and I stepped about 15 feet inside of Colorado, and it looked nice. I thought I liked Colorado. But yeah, you know what? They got fined $10,000 from the DOJ, Loretta Lynch's DOJ. See, here again, they choose to go after a police department, but they're okay with pay to play. They're okay with classified information not being stored correctly. They're okay with all this stuff, but they'll go after a police department for not hiring illegal immigrants. Yep, you heard that right. The Justice Department's investigation found that from approximately January 1, 2015 until approximately March 23, 2016, the Denver Sheriff's Department discriminated based on citizenship status by requiring applicants for deputy sheriff positions to be U.S. citizens and publishing job postings with U.S. citizenship requirements in violation of the INA. The INA's anti-discrimination provision prohibits employers from limiting jobs to U.S. citizens except where the employer is required to do so by law, regulation, executive order, or government contract. That's what the DOJ said. It took them 5 months to write that. All right, well, this would be where the law comes into play. See, because illegal immigrants, since they're not citizens, they can't own guns. They can't own guns. They can't get a permit. And if you can't get a permit to own a gun, how could you possibly pass a background check to be a deputy sheriff? But Denver's saying we're sorry. We're sorry. While we didn't commit this violation intentionally, we accept responsibility and are taking steps to clarify policy and amend language in hiring documents. That's from Denver. Love Denver. This makes no sense to me. They can't have weapons. How could they possibly be a deputy sheriff unless you're planning on unarming all of your deputy sheriffs? Thank God these people are out. What is it, 66 days or something like that until they're gone? Every single one of them gone. This administration has been the single biggest obstacle to democracy and liberties this country has ever seen. Ever seen. To fine a sheriff's department for requiring that you have legal citizenship to be an officer of the law, someone who's going to make sure you followed the law. So you broke the law, and now they want to put you in charge of making sure others follow the law. Makes no sense. Denver should have put their foot down and said no. No. Sorry. No. You know, I'm working in a jail, working in a prison. I'll tell you from experience, one of the hardest things people have to learn, recruits, new people, rookies, whatever. One of the hardest things they have to learn is to say the word no. They have a hard time doing it. You got to look somebody who may have killed three or four people square in the eye and say, nope, you can't have that. You can't do that. You can't go there. It's time some of these cities put their foot down and said no. I guess Denver, hey, I guess they don't want us. If you live in Denver and you want to have illegal immigrants patrolling your streets, handling guns that they can't have anyway, I guess hang out there. You'll be out there. I guess they're high. Maybe they're all high out there in Colorado. Rocky Mountain High? Legal marijuana? All right, we come back. What is the one industry you think will suffer from a Donald Trump? Trump presidency. It may be the only industry. What do you think it is? I'll tell you when we come back. Hang in there.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian
Hotel. You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Now, I was reminded that I think this guy De Niro, Robert De Niro, isn't he getting this Presidential Medal of Freedom? Is that today? Is that like this week or something? What's he getting a medal for? You know, he's out there on YouTube and everything else saying he's going to punch Donald Trump in the face. You know, I guess that gets you a Medal of Freedom now. Gotta give De Niro a little bit of leeway. Great actor, some good movies, but he's got an IQ of about 90. That's about where he sits. Not exactly the smartest guy on the planet. Gonna punch Donald Trump in the face. Thinks he's Raging Bull still, this guy. He's been hit in the head too many times, De Niro. Oh, speaking of this Denver stuff, this reminded me. There were 9 graduates from the Fire Department of New York, FDNY, from their academy who were starting working here in New York City. 9 of them have passed felony convictions. What do you think about that? What do you think about firemen, firefighters, having prior convictions? I mean, should they have that kind of a job, I guess, unless it's arson or something? I don't know. If you have an opinion on that, you can let me know. Email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. I'm curious. I think if they're qualified, they're qualified, as long as it wasn't like an armed robbery or arson or, you know, rape or something. If it was like, you know, I don't know, the guy was embezzling or something. Or stealing is good. If they're convicted of stealing, that's good. Because now they can get people out of that building even quicker and no one would know. They'd be like heroes, silent heroes. Getting people out of buildings no one would even know about it. So that's okay. All right, we're moving on. So the one industry that it's going to take a hit, from a Donald Trump presidency. It's not car manufacturers. It's not coal. It's not natural gas. It's not oil. It's going to be the gun shops. The gun shops are the ones that are going to take a little bit of a hit here. They've had record sales the last 8 years. President Obama is the best gun salesman this country has ever had. And then this year, they had even double the amount of background checks to the FBI. You know, thinking if Hillary Clinton won, it was going to be harder to get a gun. That may take a hit. You know, there are people at gun shows saying that, you know, the attendance is good, but it would have been a lot higher attended if Hillary Clinton had won. So we're going to keep our eye on this. You have, I think, Smith & Wesson, and you had Ruger, and somebody else, Sturm. They're all down like 20%, their stocks. The only stocks that are down, the entire Dow Jones, are these guys. Everybody else is up. We tipped 19,000 today. Pretty crazy. The Trump effect, right? The Trump effect. Also, Facebook. Facebook's going to crack down on fake news. No more fake news on Facebook. And they're going to come up with ways that include having people like journalists and fact checkers. So when you see an article on Facebook from whatever conservative website, they're going to say, nope, that's fake. Can't be on here. Because you know if they have journalists and fact checkers. The only people who call themselves journalists and fact checkers are big progressive liberals. The only ones. So they're going to have them checking to make sure everything out there follows the narrative. It's like Twitter. Twitter always, you know, they're screening these hashtags and changing algorithms. And we heard Facebook was curating the news of what could be untrending, what wasn't trending. They're going to have let users can flag fake news now on Facebook pretty soon. You can flag it. Oh, I don't like this. Must be fake. Denial. They're still in denial. Guess what? 65 days until President Trump. Get over it. All right, guys. I think we got a lot done today. We're going to do the same thing tomorrow, but again, no Thursday and no Friday. So I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving weekend, but I will see you back here tomorrow. All right. A big thank you to all of those who serve our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please stay safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great, great rest of your day, everybody. And until tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.